Greetings, friends and radio listeners. It's time once again for the R.G. Hardy broadcast. As we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying, men are dying, won't you help us to win the lost? And I'm so glad that you took the time to tune into our broadcast today, and I invite you to stay with us for the next few moments as we'll be joining the servant of the Lord, Brother Hardy, in a powerful message you don't want to miss. The title of this message is The Relinquishment and Restoration of Christ's Glory. And I know that as you listen each day, that you will take a walk with Brother Hardy into the scriptures and into the doctrine of the glory of Christ, that which he laid aside and that which was restored unto him. Join us now for this powerful message.
Thank God salvation's real. Real, not just in a bunch of ritual. Everybody say amen. I said not just in a bunch of ritual, going through a little form, going through a little ceremony. I thank God salvation is real to your soul. How many say amen? When you're in the battle of life, salvation will come on the inside and sustain you and uplift you and strengthen you. How many say amen? Hallelujah! I'm glad Jesus is real. And I'm glad that he can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. That's what it said in Hebrews in the 2nd chapter. He can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He's our high priest. You know, the greatest ministry of Jesus is going on now. I said the greatest ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ is going on now. He came to be the prophet and proclaim and announce God's word. And then he died to be the perfect sacrifice to bring mankind to God and to salvation. But when he rose from the dead, he laid aside them grave clothes and he put on his high priest robe. Hallelujah. And he took his own blood and he entered into the Holy of Holies, the presence of Almighty God, El Shaddai, the planter crater of the Almighty. And there with his own blood, he sprinkled the mercy seat in heaven. And there he purchased us. He found for us eternal salvation. And after that one sacrifice, the Bible said that he sat down. And when you read the contrast in Hebrews, it said the priests that follow Aaron's priesthood stand daily, making the same sacrifice that cannot save from sin. They're standing because their work is never done. But Jesus, with his one perfect sacrifice, when he offered up his own blood, his work is finished as far as offering a sacrifice, because his one sacrifice is all it took. His was the perfect sacrifice, and his sacrifice is able to save you to the utmost and remove every sin and cleanse from every stain and restore you back to the full favor of Almighty God. And his job of offering sacrifices was finished when he offered his own self. Then he sat down on the right hand of Almighty God to be our intercessor, and he ever lives to make intercessions for us. Hallelujah! Thank God. Salvation through the blood of Jesus is real. It's not a bunch of religious hokey pokey. It's not a bunch of dead dogma. It's not a lot of form, but it's real. How many say amen? It lifts the soul up. It satisfies the longing heart. It ministers unto the hungry and thirsty soul, like David said, that's crying after God, like a heart crieth after the water brook. Salvation through the blood of Jesus satisfies you, not a bunch of hokey pokey. How many say amen? Thank God for real salvation this morning. Hallelujah. You know, in order to be a high priest, you had to be an able representative of your people. You had to be one of their own. That's why Jesus became man. He became one of us so that he could represent us and understand us. No way he could mediate for man without knowing and understanding man's situation. No way could he be the mediator between God and man except he was God and understand God's part. Yeah. Honey, in the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ, God and man have met forever. Hallelujah. As partakers of our humanity, and was made in all points like as we, yet without sin, he understands us because he can be touched with the feelings of our infirmity. You know why? He sat where we have to sit. Yes. He walks where we have to walk. He lied where we have to lie. He partook of all of the situations. He was tempted in all points. Anything that a human being has to go through, my Lord and Savior went through, and he understands it. And then he say amen. And when you get in that place, when you get in your trial, when you get in your temptation, dead dogma don't do nothing for your soul, but a living high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, can. Hallelujah. That's why he said, in a time of trouble, call on me. Because I finished the sacrifice part of my high priesthood. By one sacrifice, I have perfected those that come to God forever. I'm finished with the sacrifices I offered myself once and for all. Now I'm sitting down on the right hand of the Father to be a mediator. And to sit down means to be in true fellowship and an equal, because you never sit down in the presence of royalty. How many say amen? If you're not bowing down, you're standing. Yeah. Hallelujah. But God has highly honored and favored him. And he said, sit thee at my right hand. For the right hand was the highest place of honor and favor. Sit thee at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Do you think the enemy's going to whip us when Almighty God is the one out there going to defeat him and put him under our feet? No way possible. I'm not afraid of the big bad wolf because I got an Almighty God as my Father, and he's going to go out there and whip the big bad wolf and put him under our feet. My God, I feel good this morning. I feel good all over. Hallelujah. All over on the outside and all over on the inside. Man, I can't fail to make it. I got a Savior and a high priest that's ever living to intercede. And I got an almighty, all-powerful Heavenly Father's out there whipping all my enemies and going to make them my footstool. I cannot fail. How many say amen? I can't be defeated. You know, as a Christian, to fail, you got to want to fail. How many say amen? As a Christian, you got to want to be defeated. Amen. To be defeated. Like I said Friday, thanks be unto God that gives us the victory. Yeah. Hey, nay, in all of these things, 17 of them Paul enumerated, covered every situation you can get in life. We're more than a conqueror. How many say amen? Right. It didn't say we have been more delivered. That'd have been wonderful. The Lord makes us part of the delivering process and makes us what? More than a conqueror. Who is a conqueror? He's the one that conquers. He isn't the one that's liberated. He's a conqueror. He's the one, he's a victor. He's the one that defeated. And the Lord's let us come into this thing, not only rescued us, placed us at his own right hand, and made us conquerors with him. That's what Jesus meant when he said, my Father works. Jesus got up next to his Father and said, I work. And you know what you're supposed to say? My Father works, my Lord and Savior works, and I'm going to work. Sure, Jesus said, I must work the works of my Father while it is yet day, for the night cometh when no man shall be able to work. So as long as he was on the earth, he was working the works of the Father. You see, if they would have chosen eternity, we don't know why they chose the Son to come, or Jesus to work. Somewhere back in the infinite eternity past, the Godhead, the family of God, called a meeting. At those days, there was only three in the family, whom we now know as the Father, and whom we know as the Lord Jesus Christ was known then as the Word, and whom we know as the Holy Spirit. He's still the Holy Spirit. How many say amen?
Amen.
And they called a meeting because they're always in agreement, in unity, a purpose, in one mind and one accord. That's the meaning of one. They're one. And whatever they do, they agree. They're in one mind They're one in one accord, and all of their energies are placed to bring that thing to pass. They don't have no arguments. And when one thinks of something, they all think of it at the same time. Lord, help me, Jesus. You believe that? That's how can you be omniscient and not know everything at once. Omniscient means knowing all things. Whenever they think, one thinks, they all think the same thing at the same time and come to the conclusion. And they decided that they were going to make a creation. And with their foreknowledge, so that they could look from the beginning and see the end, for known unto God all his works from the beginning. Everything God's going to do, he knew it in the beginning. See, God's not like you and I. You know, we get in a situation running around trying to find a solution. He already knows it all ahead of time, then has the solution. He knows all about it. He knows your life from the beginning to end. He knows when you're going to make the mistakes and all that. That's how he can give you a dream to warm you, show you. He knows where you're going. Everywhere I go, before I ever get there, the Lord has already given me a dream. I know it, and that's how I know I'm in the will. When I got to Kenya, I found myself in a lot of places. I was already there in the spirit. When we went to that brother Ed Karima's house, I'd been already there. In fact, I heard the conversation. I knew what we were going to say. God knows all about you. He knows whether you're going to make it or not. He knows if you got a heart to go all the way. He knows all about it. He knows all about the things that's going to come across your path. And he's already put grace there to help you. Hallelujah. And he knew that man was going to fall. See, he didn't wait for man to fall and then provide a solution. Said Jesus was the lamb slain before what? Before he ever laid the foundation of the earth to make the man. Jesus was already the lamb to save him. He knew man was going to fall. He didn't make man fall. He knew he was going to fall, and he already had a provision to redeem him.
Amen. Saints, have you been enjoying this uplifting message by God's servant, Brother Hardy? The relinquishment and restoration of Christ's glory? I trust that you have, and that you are coming to know in a greater measure the depths of his love for us, that he was willing to lay aside his equality with the Father, to take upon himself the fashion of a man, and even be found in the form of a servant. You know, the scriptures declare that he did not even take upon himself the form of angels, but he took upon himself flesh and blood, even the seed of Abraham, that he might taste death for every man. This message is sure to be one that you want to include in your spiritual cassette library. And we're happy to let you know that it is available to you today on both CD and cassette. In fact, we want to offer you something special today. When you order the Relinquishment and Restoration of Christ's Glory, we will include the bonus message, God Became Man. The Bible declares, oh, the mystery of godliness, that God was manifested in the flesh. Now, we want to send you both messages, the Relinquishment and Restoration of Christ's Glory and God Became Man. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the two audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the two CDs. Please send your love offering and request the God Became Man series. Send your love gift to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. And send a love gift of $10 if you want the audio cassette, or $15 if you want the CDs. Write us today and be sure to tell us how much the radio ministry is blessing your life, because we want to know that you're being blessed by the Word of God.